things in the Word, and as we do that, we can speak more things for the church. They can bail out. And as we see people back there, I heard them. Is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were meaning for. My faith lives in the universe form and God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. My faith is able to offer God a better sacrifice than he came to do. My faith and be righteous for him, and God felt well of his offerings. By faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, he now was taken from his life, so that he did not experience death. He did not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commanded as one who gave himself. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when one without faith is not yet seen, and only fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he entered the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Faith, and called to go to a place he was later received as an inheritance, where he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were here with him on the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was able to become a father because he considered him faithful who had lived the promise. And so, from this one nation, and he had good day, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the countless as the sand. All these people died, were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and loved them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they were looking for a country of their own. If they had the attention of the country they had left, they would have the opportunity to return. They are longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to call their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The Lord has agreed, reflecting the reading of the word. You may be seated. My message today is only a faith that God rewards. Over the last several weeks, we have been talking about faith. We have spoken about the faith in Jesus Christ who gives us a better covenant, the new covenant. But he tells us, the writer here tells us that that faith is a perfect covenant. It has perfect forgiveness, perfect forgetfulness, and perfect fellowship. And in chapter 10, we call that we are all faith. We draw near to you. Especially when we are on the clouds, we draw near to God. Rather than this deciding to prefer them. Those we think, and then we look at the certain years of that, which we love. We saw that they were struggling under trials, and they were struggling under persecution. In fact, the persecution that they were facing was much greater than the persecution, the so-called persecution that we face, which is very, very mild. We may have someone that mocked us for all of the Jesus Christ. I have someone that tried to fool us. You know that there have been a number of instances over the past couple of years that have targeted because of certain values that they hold. And they've been blacklisted and blackballed from certain community. One of the questions I ask you a question that I get real sometimes is this: why, Jesus, are you not delivering us right now? Why are you not delivering us? And then they also asked them, I asked them a question, and it's evident that they were asking the friend of the writer. Because if you read about the Old Testament, it's very faithful. What about the Old Testament says, isn't that many in the Bible without receiving the promise that God had given them? What about them? And they said, what about us? We're suffering. And he told them that Jesus has all power, all authority. It's similar to the NIV, but it's a different function company. Christian faith which comes from verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance that what we hope for will come about, and the certainty that what we cannot see exists. Now, faith is the assurance that what we hope for will come about, and the certainty that what we cannot see exists. You see, sometimes people will say to God, I just don't believe in this God stuff. And I don't believe in Jesus Christ because I can't see him. Show me the sign of your proof. Faith, by the very nature of the definition, has an element that cannot be fully proven. And that does not mean that there is not some evidence. But the meaning which creates it just that it cannot be fully proven. Let me give you a couple of examples. And this one I'll put on the slide. This is from St. Augustine for your help. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Think about that word. Now that way you must say. Faith is to believe what you cannot see. You see, especially for young people today, you don't see how God is working in your life because perhaps I've got a few years. But us old timers, we don't see God working in our lives in many, many ways over many, many years or decades. And that's one of the things that occurs in the faith, because we know God has been faithful to us in the past. We've seen his hand of faithfulness, and it proves to us that he will be faithful now in the day ahead. He's been faithful, and he's been faithful to you. In all of our lives, he's been faithful to us to one degree or another, a small degree, but you see his faithfulness. And that encourages us. It encourages our faith. So St. Augustine said that faith is to believe what you do not see. You cannot see God. In fact, you need to stand for the first time that you don't even know to see God. In fact, God is not. You can't see God. Does that mean that he's not real? Because you can't see him. You can't see there. Because you can't see oxygen. We're told by scientists that what we're going around us right now is oxygen molecules. And we are expelling, as we breathe in the oxygen, we are expelling as well. Carbon dioxide. Now, it just happens to be something that we're created. Something that evolved from primordial ooze. And again, this aquamarine, the final lining into a primordial ooze, and how it comes to this creation called a tree. And a tree, this tree sucks in carbon dioxide. And what does it spit out? Oxygen. So we break the oxygen, we spit out carbon dioxide. And you can't see anything alone. All you see comes out of this whole planet is what? You breathe out, you see steam, and some of you is carbon dioxide. You see that in the air, but you can't see air, you can't see molecules of oxygen, you can't see carbon dioxide, but it's not being that it doesn't make sense. Plasma is not seen because it is true. For if you can see God with the eyes of your spirit, you can't see him with your physical eyes, but you can see him with your eyes of your spirit. So, how do you still believe what you do not see? The reward of the faith is to see what you believe. You see, when you put your faith in God, you begin to see him, not physically, but you see him working in you. You see it working in your family. How is it possible that someone who does not believe in God at all considers himself an atheist, considers himself not in need of a God, not in need of forgiveness, and all of a sudden a transformation happens in their life? It's all a brainwash. And they become one of the Jesus Christ, the creature of the man for life. And listen, if this one or two that one of obedience and trust. Trust in so much that I don't even know. That's great with a person. Just a little bit of a woman is willing to step into the thing. But as I look at it, I think it can be simplified and made a little bit more understandable. So, for our scripture verse, Jesus is too urgent because, you know, faith is the confidence of living. In today's version, some versions use the word substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, or the conviction of confidence of things hoped for. The word confidence or substance is a very interesting word. It actually refers to a foundation. So what I mean was that if you build a structure, if you have a structure built, you want it to be built on a foundation. If it's not built on a foundation, it won't stand, it won't last. Remember, we were working on a house a couple of years ago down in Louisville, North Carolina, in the historic district, and part of this cost had the front court had to go over significantly. And it was predominantly infected. And then I actually was almost back. And so what we had to do is we had to pack stuff and sit in it. We used a big beam.
I understand the Bible, I talk the Bible, to heaven.
No, no, no. Christ is credited to they gathered in his hand, their faith was tested. Their faith was tested over and over again. In fact, it says number three, that the reward they got for Israel, and their reward was delayed. Their reward was often delayed. In fact, as we just read in verse 39, we are looking for God's fulfillment. Most of the time did not see it in their own life. But God was still faithful to them. And they, therefore, were faithful to God. And they held on to their faith because they were being tested. You see, sometimes we look at faith when it's easy. It's the end of that Psalm 6 today, and what he said about it is so true. It's easy to have faith when things are good. It's easy to have faith when you can see it all the time, when everything's working out and going great. But what about when the fulfillment of the promise of God are united in your life and my life? Do we have faith then? Are we trusting God even when we don't see it coming to pass? Relax in your relations. And then, to remind us again, all of these, and that you were Christians, did not even see their deliverance at that moment. The Old Testament saints, the Old Testament characters, they mentioned they didn't see their deliverance, but they remained faithful to God. But you were Christians, he's saying to them, remain faithful to God, even when you don't see it. It's a miracle in my faith. We have such substance, such certainty, that we are going to remain faithful even when we don't see deliverance, when we don't see the fulfillment of things that we just thought it had to be that way. Why do you just want to show yourself faithful because you said you would? Not so. Sometimes that relates. And it helps you meet with is, are you going to remain faithful? Are you going to stand on your faith? When things are delayed in your life and my life. We've had some difficult things happen this week. And we'll get to see how God could do something faithful for us. That's the human response, that's not God's response. But that's not true faith. Faith is, Lord, I don't understand some things that have happened, but regardless, I know you are faithful, and I am standing strong on my faith. Lord, I may be weak in my faith, and ask for you, my brother, my sisters, to pray with me and help. And help both the storms to stand up and stay up, so I need my brothers and sisters to hold my arms and those who live in Christ. Because we're not in this alone. How are you doing? Father, thank you for showing yourself faithful over and over again. Lord, we see your faithfulness in the lives of those that you've listed here to the writer of Hebrews, and all throughout Scripture, we see your faithfulness. Sometimes the people themselves didn't see it, but we need to see it. And so therefore, we too may not do wait. Our faith must wait until that time when Jesus comes. It's totally rewarding. Totally ultimate. And we go on to that time, Lord. We sing the John Revelator, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. We look forward to the days when we will dance together in the streets of heaven. We'll be reunited with all of those who have gone before us. And I'm very proud of the witnesses that have gone before. Right now, they're cheering us on. Saying remain faithful. Pray with me, God. Remain faithful and measure your faith in endurance of certainty in your life and those around you. Let your love come that those may see it and pray to Father in heaven. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. All you will God's name.